You come along, and here's a fella. He never played any solos. He never played nothing but just straight time. And you could depend on it. Now, this is the way he played. He played just straight time, like so. But he could also swing you into bad health. Now, I will get to Mr. Drums, who fortunately is still alive. He used one wire brush and a stick in one hand. Mr. Walter Johnson, I call him the Guy Lombardo of the drums. How he could take one stick and one wire brush and do certain things. Not that he wasn't capable of embellishing that, but when he got down to certain ensembles, when he was with Fletcher Henson's band, he had this thing with one wire brush and one stick. And he baffled me because I wasn't actually interested in drums, but I looked at the man, and I still look at the man. I call him Mr. Drums. How he can do that? After Mr. Drums, the only drum stylist was a youngster that Empire State Building. He had an approach to the drums that was very unorthodox because the way they lived, talking about effects, and the way he approached the cymbals. I'm speaking about Mr. Sonny Greer. Now, I will show you with the cymbals I have at my disposal, I will strike them one way. Then I'll strike them the way that Mr. Greer struck them. Now that's a sound. When Mr. Greer struck the cymbals, he struck the cymbal. Now, it's the same three cymbals, but a different sound. And he also played in an orthodox manner because the effects that playing with Mr. Ellington, they played creative music. And the way they lived, so he played a thing like this, you could always hear him. Here is his trademark, Mr. Empire State Building, Sonny Greer. I want you to understand. I'm going to try to play the context and show you how it comes out like so. Is a playing like this. Now, you might notice that the modern drummers that are playing rock drums, they still trying to play. I don't understand, I mean, why they're playing such something that's new, and he was playing it then. However, that's a conjecture, because you do not tell a child about the ABCs because he thinks they were invented just especially for him, because we must remember there's nothing new under the sun. we'll go into a field that is very foreign to a lot of people's because they didn't spend the time to see the man, Mr. Billy Gladstone. Now, one of the most difficult things to do is to play, as they call, a four-stroke roll. In other words, now, that's nice. Now, let's hear you play that with one hand. Now, I'm going to play with two hands. Now, I don't know whether you can tell whether I'm playing this with one hand or two hands. I'm going to play this one particular intricate beat that all symphony drummers have a trouble trying to play all over the world since they've tried to put the drum. It started in Germany. They finally put the timpanis in. They put the drum in the symphony because there was no place, only for parades and what have you. I will play something just with one stick. In other words, you're playing a parade. That leads me to Mr. Manzi Camel that could take one stick and roll 10 blocks with a field drum just with one hand. Meanwhile, I was trying to learn how to play dog paws. You know, that was my greatest roll. You know, like a Chinese egg roll. Now, this man made a roll. It was tissue paper. Too bad you can't see this on a record, because as I was trying to anticipate this role, I was lifting up one hand to the other. Now, I'll start it again. When you're proficient enough that you can lift up either stick, left or right, and keep the roll going continuously without a break, then you know. I don't do it so well because I'm out of practice, but that's the general idea.